Hello, everyone. You're on One Down, Five Up. Joe, I'm actually the host today, which is we're doing something a little bit different. We have Kyle, the producer, and then we also have
Happy.
That is the first time you've been that quiet.
Yep. I'm sorry.
And our special guest today, we actually have Riddler. He's gonna be going over a few things with us about our topic.
So
how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Welcome, Riddler. Boogie.
Yes, this is my first time. I'm normally in the corner quiet.
Do I need to help you?
I know you're still shell-shocked from last episode.
It's tough. We're just trying to get through it. Anyway, so
I know you're still shell-shocked.
Okay. Come on. You got this.
I can't wait until Kim actually calls. Let's just pick up where that actually
is. Yes, also for all our listeners that listened to the last episode, Kim called about three, four times. She is now, or his phone is now, Bluetooth into the board. So if she calls, we will now be answering and listening to her responses.
And see what is so vital to this.
But see who pooped their dog.
Why? Boog, why are you there and I'm here?
All right, so this episode is going to be a little different. Like I said, it's actually going to be Harley versus Indian. Of course, Riddler's going to be representing in Harley, and then Happy's going to be representing Indian. It's going to be a debate-style podcast where we're going to ask a question, give each party a chance to answer, and then we'll let you all decide who won.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Fair game. Watch the cussing.
Yeah.
I have a button, but I'm not, but so fast. So
gotcha.
He's horrible with the buttons.
Yeah, like I'm really bad with the button.
I mean, if it's coming that's out, why I'm just kind of like point at you and let you know. You're like, hey, F-bombs are coming.
How nervous are you right now? Definitely not in your comfort zone just sitting here looking
at the camera. Because you're hosting or is it because Kim is about to call?
Hosting's fine. I'm good. And that's not a worry on that. I'm still shell-shocked from last episode, so we're still trying to get through the, you know.
It's okay, Joe. Yeah.
You'll be all
it's
right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Cheeks are extra rosy.
Yeah.
Oh, he gets embarrassed fast. Yeah. I mean.
Good blood flow.
I remember the first time I actually, let's go into a story real fast before we get into this debate where I crush your soul.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay.
Hold on. Flashback.
So, back in the days when before we started our store, okay, 2 years ago, well, this is a little over 2.5 years ago when we were driving down.
Yep, when we're still.
And this is right before Flaming Flammy, mm-hmm. where we had that connection on a podcast. If anyone's never heard about Flaming Flammy, you might want to check out Unsolved Mysteries or something like that. I have no clue. But it's something about a mummy and a dude gets smoked by his freaking wife because he's a prick.
Yep.
Anyways. His name was Flaming Flammy. But anyways, we went to the gas station, and I've never seen... Joe wasn't very versed to me yet, Kyle. Mm-hmm. He was still kind of like, we were like, we knew each other. We weren't exactly thrown together yet. He was just like, hey, I'm going down that way. You want to ride so you don't have to drive, you know, because you've been coming back and forth on the bike so much lately. Like, you want something to drink? I was like, yeah, sure. So we go in there. He's like, I'll buy your drink. I was like, oh, that's very nice of you. And the girl back there was like getting kind of like, she's just kind of looking at us, and I just kind of grabbed Joe's hand, and Joe's like, what are you doing? And then I kind of like, why are you ashamed me? And he goes, why are you doing this to me? And Joe is starting to get red, and I see that he's getting red. So then I put my head on his shoulder. I was like, why are you always ashamed of me? Like, why do you hide us? And the girl's laughing, and he's just like, what is going on here? Why is this happening?
Stop.
Kind of like the story. And now 2 years later, I could do pretty much anything to Joe, and he's like, whatever. I don't even care anymore.
I'm immune.
So I feel like in that situation with Happy's mannerisms during that interaction that he was actually the power bottom.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely bottom.
All right. I don't know what that means. No, I was not power bottom. Not bottom. No.
You were acting pretty feminine.
Hey, why don't you just introduce who you are and how you ended up on the show?
Okay. So my name's Riddler. I ride with the Forgotten Sons Motorcycle Club. We are a veterans motorcycle club.
I know we're going to do plugs, but cool.
Yeah, it's not really a plug. I'm just letting you know who I am.
Okay, cool.
I got on this show. I've known Happy for a couple years now, and basically from the day that I met him, he has been trying to sell me an Indian. And I have profusely been denying the purchase.
The advances.
Come on.
Which is really weird because you have been highly encouraging of all your brothers to buy Indians.
I've been more or less encouraging on people to purchase from friends. Oh. So if I had friends who also worked at Harley-Davidson, which I now do.
That's the first.
Then, yeah, I don't have a lot of friends. I got a lot of brothers, but not a lot of friends.
Yeah, but if they work at Harley, are they real friends?
Yeah, well, one of them is a friend, but he's a tech that's over there. So
he's not selling it to you. That makes
he's
sense.
Not selling. So, I mean, if you need Harley maintenance, that's the guy. But so I got friends who work at the Harley. Or not at
twice
the
price, but that's cool.
Yeah. I got friends who work at the Indian dealer, so I plug you guys with people who are looking for motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
So more or less, I'm helping you by putting money in your pocket.
Which I love you for.
And I love you.
Cool. You ready to do this debate?
Let's go.
All right. Y'all ready? So first topic for the debate is going to be more bang for the buck. Which bike has more bang for the buck?
Bike or brand?
Which brand?
Like, which brand? Yeah, which brand? Which
and all brand? Which brand?
Yep. So we'll let Riddler go first since he's the guest.
I mean, so in my opinion, right? Harley has a lot of bang for the buck. Yeah, you're going to pay a little bit more, but I don't necessarily feel that you are paying for the bike per se as more or less the name. With that, you have the aftermarket pieces, you have the longevity, you have basically just the traditions of everything that's come with Harley-Davidson. And yeah, I mean, Indian, great product, sure, but they don't necessarily have that longevity that Harley has been established.
So way to pull a completely political move and not answer the question at all.
I did. I answered the question completely.
Yeah, you put the value in the name, not the bike itself.
And you put the name value in the aftermarket, which is both other topics. Let's debate.
All right, he doesn't know that yet.
So yes. Then are we going? So then we're talking
more bang for
stock.
The buck. Let's pick a bike. Pick a bike.
All right. So just because these two models probably are the same in sense as far as design, when people look at them, they think the same thing. We'll go
the same style of riding.
Yeah, we'll go Chieftain Limited against Street Glide.
Special.
Yeah. Street Glide Special versus, because, you know.
Yeah.
A regular Chieftain comes more stock than a...
Sure.
Than a.
Do you know what your brand brings out right off the table?
The Street Glide
Special.
Special? Not right off the bat.
Okay. You want me to answer for India first?
Go ahead.
I'll answer for India.
All right, go ahead for India.
So, basically, with Limited, you also have the Dark Horse, which is pretty much the equivalent model of the Limited. Mm-hmm. I mean, Limited is going to give you the chrome, and Dark Horse is going to give you the blacked out option, which is going to be more like a Street Glide Special.
Yep.
Right? With that being said, you definitely get more bang for your buck on the Indian with the 116 cubic inch engine, which is pushing out 126 foot pounds of torque stock. All right. The retractable windshield going up and down. Someone like 6'2", like myself, you're about 6'2", aren't you?
I'm 6 foot.
Okay, you're a little shorter, but 2 inches counts.
You would know.
I would.
That wasn't a compliment.
I know. I'm on the wrong side of that 2 inches.
Yes.
But with the tractable windshield, I mean, if you're taller, you're definitely going to feel that you don't want the old man look all the time of having a high windshield. You want that nice, smooth look. And sometimes you actually want the wind in your face because, you know, when it's hot outside, you're going to get that air overflow of the fairing. But with the retractable windshield, you get to move up and down, find a nice little sweet spot where, you know.
Oh. Well, and kind of getting back to bang for the buck, how much are these units? You know, Happy, you would probably know more than, you know, anybody.
So, a Limited is going to run you at 28, and so is Dark Horse, okay? So, you were looking at $28,000, okay, for a 116 cubic inch engine.
So, you get the bigger Thunderstroke.
You get the bigger Thunderstroke.
$27,999.
$27,999. Okay.
Thank you for correcting.
And hey, do you know that about the cell modem in the fairing on the Chieftains?
No, I don't know anything about.
You don't know? Okay, so in the Chieftain, a standard feature in both Limited and the Dark Horse model, he's got a cell modem on there. So beyond the ride command screen, they've updated to Generation 2 now in 2020, and basically you have a cell modem in the fairing that overlays or collects real time data from the cell towers and overlays a radar picture on top of your navigation. So therefore you can actually see that weather storm coming up.
It does traffic too, correct?
It does traffic too.
Cool.
I mean, so chromed out forks, which is always.
How much is the Harley?
I don't know how much.
The Harley's looking at about 22, maybe
for 21, a special.
21,
for a special,
$9.99. Yeah,
for the special
for the 2021.
Is that like a 2017 model?
No, it's like a 2021.
I'm going to have to. Can we fact check that, please?
Yeah, we're going to need some fact checkers.
Let's start looking. Yeah, 2021 Harley Davidson Street Glide Special.
I mean, if you want to go
21,
that's just a regular Street Glide. We're just the base.
That says literally Street Glide. Yeah. If you want to go Chieftain, that's 21.999 also.
A special, correct?
Yep.
27.99 is what I'm seeing.
Okay, so that, same price.
Same price.
Yeah.
So the exact same. So that's almost price. They're even, Stevens. At that point.
What size engine does the one? Does the Harley have?
What size engine does the special have? Let me put this on for our visual viewers. So I got the little laptop here.
Did you not? You knew this was coming.
You
Let's knew here. The models. You know the models, right?
I know the
models. Yeah, you're looking at base price.
What size engine does
average retail? 32,000. That's a Street Glide special. It says average retail is about 32,000 with the add-ons. Of course, without add-ons, 28,000.
That's probably because Harley makes you pay for all the extra stuff that you get free from Indian. I understand.
So, I'm seeing here.
Nobody's out here saying that Harley's not making you pay for the name. Absolutely. It's definitely a thing.
So, more bang for the buck.
Yeah. They're showing suggested retail price is 28.5. Yep. So, hey.
Do you get the retractable windshield?
No. No,
there are no retractable windshields on Harley.
You could take it off, I guess.
Do you get the sub-modem overlay?
Nope.
What
size? What do you get?
Do you get 116 cubic inch engine?
For the special, I want to say it's looking at a 117.
What's their foot-pounds of torque on that? Oh. I love you, Riddler.
I love you.
Yeah, so a little unfair advantage. Happy is actually an Indian guru who pretty much just sleeps and breathes Indian. I'm not saying Riddler's not. Saying it's kind of...
I'm saying Riddler's not.
Yeah, okay.
Riddler rides a Harley and enjoys his Harley.
I do know one thing.
Just to say something about Riddler.
Is that what you wanted to know?
What? Mm-hmm.
Okay, displacement on it, according to this website at least, not Wikipedia, an actual website, 1,868 is displacement apparently.
So that is a 114, I think. 114.
Couldn't tell you.
It's 114.
Anything.
You've gone over me.
What to say about Riddler? You know, the one thing he does do more than Happy is he actually rides his Harley a little bit more. I got to give Riddler some props on that. You know, we're here beating up Riddler, but he does ride his Harley more than you ride your Indian.
You know,
does he really?
When I came out and Happy initially told me, he was like, hey, 7:30, be around here. We're going to do this podcast, Harley versus Indian. I was like, oh, cool. You know, I got to show up for that. I got to ride the bike. And then I pull up and...
Mine's
the only motorcycle in the parking lot.
You're right.
Is it cold, Happy?
A little chilly, a little nipply out there.
Did you think it was going to rain today?
No. That was the other night, you know. That was on the monkey in a gorilla suit the other night, so I didn't want to ride then. But, No. I got stuck doing family duties this morning on my way to work, you know.
Gotcha. That happens. Hey.
Did you drive to work or ride your bike to work today?
Today, I didn't go to work.
Oh, it must be nice to be in service and get those 4 days.
Well, no. I actually had family duties to take care of this morning that superseded me going to work.
Those of y'all are really pulling a Joe right now.
I love the baby.
I love the baby.
I love Ev.
Look at this.
I also love Ev.
She's my kid. You know that, right?
That's not true. They're both my kids.
No.
Are they lovers right now?
No.
Okay. What? Continue.
All right.
Can we get on to the next point before we get into
more bang for the buck. I mean, I'll let y'all decide what you decided from their debate, whether or not it was Harley or Indian. The next one.
Yeah, we do want to hear from our listeners. So definitely comment.
Yeah, for sure.
Wherever.
So we kind of touched this more bang for the buck. So we're going to skip the next one. It was power displacement. We talked about that.
Harley, I will give it to them. They had the 131.
But you have to, it's a crate motor.
Right. And it's an additional $10,000 cost?
Something.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. How much do you think it would cost to get to somewhere close to that CC-wise on Indian?
I don't know because we don't have it yet. I mean, Lloyd's has a 121.
That's close enough.
I mean, you could throw a stage four into my Road Glide for roughly around five.
Stage four?
Stage four, S&S, run all the way up to the 131 for roughly, like, with labor, probably looking between five and six.
What's in stage four?
So that's when you get the cams and all of the other additions that push it up to the 131.
So you're getting bigger heads.
Yeah.
You're getting bigger cylinder pistons, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. So, okay. What's the stage two cost for about for Harley?
I mean, stage two, that's just throwing on the – so the bike comes stock at a stage one, and then the stage two is throwing on the – no, I'm sorry.
Stage one should be a breather.
Yeah, stage one is the breather and exhaust.
Right.
And then stage two is just throwing on the cams. But, I mean, you can get any set of cams from Harley for a couple hundred bucks. You can get the torque cams. You can get the
How much is hold on, how much are the cams for Harley?
From Harley, like $300.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not. And then, but that's coming from them. And then add that. But
what's the labor?
Yeah, then labor. Yeah,
labor gets you every time. But if you know people who have the tools or know the people that can do it yourselves, then
does that void your warranty though?
I don't know. I've never actually bought a brand new Harley from Harley, so I don't know what voids the what voids the warranty. I've heard if you breathe on the bike wrong, it voids the warranty.
Okay, so.
So if you care about warranties.
Yeah, if warranties your thing, yeah. then cool. But if you want to do cool stuff to your motor and actually make it worth a damn riding, then the warranty, sure, it's great if something breaks. But if you've got the money and you want to throw things out there, then your warranty's going to get voided as soon as you throw cams on it.
Yeah, not with us.
Well, hey, man.
I'm going to put my cams in. I have cams in my bike. I do. I went with the – it took me a long time to figure out which cams I was going to go with on my bike. But basically, it's about $7.99 for a set of cams, okay? Mm. But that also comes with the bigger throttle body, the bigger fuel injectors, okay? The 111 cams were $5.99. And – but the big difference is, from our techs, it's about 4 hours, 4.5 hours of a cam job for on a Harley. Okay. And
that you're paying.
That you're paying for. Mm-hmm. So the master tech back there says about 4.5 hours. He could do it on Indian in an hour.
Oh, damn. Mm. That's fast.
Yeah. So.
Cam, you believe it?
Cam, you believe it?
That is you're horrible with these puns. Yes. You are horrible with these puns.
This is why my friends hate me.
This is. Yes, I could.
But but you know what? I bring value to the show. You said that in like the first or second episode, so I'm going to hold to it.
No, you're right.
Okay. All right, so power displacement's covered, or at least how we can get more power out of each brand. What about service cost? Let's go Riddler. What do you think service-wise? Just like, let's say I'm coming in, need my 5K service.
Assume you all know your back route, backyard garage guy. Is that what you're talking about, Joe?
Simple oil change stuff.
Yeah, I want a Harley certified tech. You know, going in there, 5K, first 5K, what is it going to cost me? Roughly. I know every service department has different labor hours. Not talking about that. I'm talking about just in general. What do I need to do for my first 5K? Like, how many oils, how many, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't crushed your warranty at that point, then, I mean, it's free. With the warranty, right? But then.
No. Go ahead. I'll answer on the backside.
But outside of the warranty, you're looking at a couple $100. Okay. Exact, I don't know. But that is them going through and having their technicians in the back put a wrench on every bolt on that bike from head to toe, soup to nuts. And then along soup with changing.
No, I haven't heard that either. Soup to nuts.
That's pretty good. You like it?
Is that some Marine Corps terminology?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I heard it once. Couple of times, kind of stuck with me, just sat in the back of the brain housing group and just decided to go from there.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So now, Happy, what about Indian? What is Indian?
I could probably answer his side better if you want me to.
Well, see, this is how debates work, man. He answers his side, and then you answer your side, and then it's determined on the people who wins. Not you just answer everything because that would be unfair.
All right. A typical 5K service.
Yep.
For an Indian. Heavyweight. You're looking about $215.
Okay. What exactly goes into a service for an Indian?
You So the way Indian designs their casing for the engine, they combine the primary transmission and the engine all into one casing.
So instead of three oils, we've only got one oil.
Yes.
That's nice.
Okay. Service kit. Basically, it's a nice little...
I'm sensing some bias here.
We just know a little bit about it. That's good.
I mean, look at all these things. I know Harley, too.
I'm going to call all my Harley friends.
And bring them on.
We're all going to sit here and talk about the Harley stuff.
We could bring all your Harley friends down here, and then I'll sell them in India. Oh, yeah.
The whole thing is we want people to get, you know, different things, what they want to pick, you know, Harley, Indian kind of thing. And some things, like he said about the, I can't tell you the correct numbers and everything, but he said he can get like some crazy big motor, and then you're kind of like on the fence. So maybe that's something that you might be looking for, but maybe you're looking for just a crew. So, you know, we got to kind of go back and forth here.
I mean, it's a back and forth thing.
I will say from seeing it, I know that Harley is more expensive for services and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's natural. I mean, mm-hmm. Harley's been around since, 1901, and you guys have been around since 1903, somewhere around there, the Indian brand.
The great thing about Harley, though, I will say, in the sense that we've had to pick up here, is how do you beat Harley services plans? Not their same warranty contracts, their service plans. Because I do have guys that ride, I know a ton of guys that ride Harleys, and they always say the service plan's better. When that thing runs out, then I'll go Indian. Because if you're getting $50 services over and over again because you've paid into this plan, you know, it's great. Here at Baker or Battleship, we have our Baker Pit Pass. So basically, which is kind of like that in the sense that for $400, which is basically the price of one Harley service.
Hold up. $399.
$399.
Yep.
About the cost of one Harley service. I'll answer that question for you. You get unlimited oil changes.
I said a couple $100.
Unlimited oil changes for 2 years.
2 years.
A couple is two. I read the Bible.
Oh, there you go.
2 years. Man, yeah. So, for someone who rides probably as much as you, really, how many miles have you put on a bike on 2 years?
When it's not broken.
Hey. Whoa. I don't know. Back and forth to work. And then all the out-of-towners I do, a couple thousand.
Each month?
Bro.
No, not a month.
Oh,
no.
God. Okay. Come on.
Back and forth to work, you're looking about 50 miles a day going back and forth to work.
I'm looking about 100 miles
100,
a day.
Yeah, 50 miles one way.
About 100 miles a day, so then we're looking for a month, 3,000 just going to work.
So we'll say 15,000 miles a year.
Yeah.
Roughly. That's probably on the low end. So you're talking three oil changes there each year, so six total.
So once that warranty or that plan runs out, it's going to start getting expensive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's kind of why I do it myself.
So, exactly. That's cool.
But the oil still costs money. I mean, how much does an oil change get from Harley?
Oh, I don't know. I don't do it. I don't know.
So you get the backyard garage.
Yeah, I mean, I get the oil from, not from Harley, I get it from another bike shop. And
how much does it cost you for aftermarket?
Probably for all the oil, $40, $60.
And you still have to put your own time into it because you're changing yourself, right? I mean, I see value in my time. So value would be I drop it off, pick it up, and I don't have to pay nothing. And it's covered.
Again with the bias, man.
No, I mean, because you're still paying for the oil, right? So the oil is paid for.
Well, I mean, you can't knock a guy's want to change his oil and everything. It's just the fact that we've got something that goes kind of against or with or whatever you want to say. With the Baker Pit Pass.
So let's just put this way. 15,000 miles in a year, you would pay for your...
Oh, gosh.
Let's just say 500. You've had four services on brand new India.
Okay.
Your first two, you've actually come out ahead because you wouldn't have gone with Baker Pit Pass. Of course you would have because I would have sold you your bike. All right. And therefore, you've actually saved $30. Mm. And then you've had another two free services on top of that. And that would have been probably about $1,200 to $1,600 in Harley services if you didn't void your warranty and put aftermarket parts on your bike.
I mean, I don't know. You have value in your time. My time is also valuable to myself, right? But I enjoy wrenching on my own bike. I get that completely.
That's good.
I don't know. A lot of people look at it as a... a hindrance to take the time out of their day to, now I got to fix this, I got to fix this on the bike, I got to change the oils, I got to do this, I got to do that. That's kind of my decompress. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. And something that I enjoy as well is like wrenching on a bike, like adding parts and doing that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like oil kind of sucks every now and then
because
it's nasty and everything. But at the same time, like it's still part of the love for bikes, bike-related stuff. So that's fair enough.
That's kind of close. We already talked about that. Leads into the next one, which is...
Hold on, man. Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're running this thing like a Trump and Biden bait, man. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, man. Hold on, man. Hold on. Hold on. I got this thing, man.
Got him!
Now we're talking about aftermarket parts. All right. What... We'll really go first again. Aftermarket. How do you feel about Harley-Davidson's and the aftermarket world, whether it be availability for parts, look, what it does, everything about aftermarket for Harley-Davidson?
Oh, man. You can basically do whatever you want to any Harley, right? Essentially, I refer to like the Harley Sportster, right, as the Mr. Potato Head of the Harley-Davidson, because I've seen them bobbed out, cafe'd. I did an event and there was a hot pink Sportster that had matching bags and a matching batwing, and it looked like somebody, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, on a Street Glide and made it half the size. And it was awesome. The parts that are available for Harley are endless. You can do essentially whatever you want. From exhaust to bars to dash relocators to cams to headers to, you want to extend your bags, you want to do different paints, you want to change out the fairing because you don't like the way that the shark nose looks, then you can change it out. I've seen the new Dyna fairings. I don't know what they're called.
You see SOA style, that one right over there. We have one. It's on that one. Go four so back.
Not that little one that's on that Sportster. No,
four back that right on the soft tail.
Okay.
It's like the SOA style freaking Dyna fairing.
It's a little bigger. It looks like they threw a fairing on like a Road Glide and it made it a smaller, more compressed Road Glide, essentially. They put it on like Road Kings. But yeah.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
And it's just a complaint in general.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you put a fairing on a Road King? Why wouldn't you just get a Street Glide?
Right. I understand that.
That's just one of the annoyances. Nothing to do with, because people ask about that on Springfield, okay, which is, you know, our version of the fairingless bagger.
Mm-hmm.
They go, hey, can I put a fairing on Springfield? I was like, yeah, it's called Chieftain.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to put a fairing on a Road King, why not just throw it? Why not just get a Street Glide or get a Road Glide? I understand that. We are on the same page there. But I mean, end of the day, the aftermarket availability for Harley versus Indian is kind of, hey, are we done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. I was just wondering.
I'm just trying to step a bit.
Like a Bitcoin?
Yeah, Bitcoin.
But the availability for Harley aftermarket, in my opinion, versus, well, really not my opinion, it's almost fact that the availability for aftermarket pieces for Harley versus Indian, you're limited on what you can get for an Indian, especially now if you're looking at the Challenger. In order to throw bars on the Challenger that aren't the stock bars, you have to get the dash relocator that one company makes in limited quantities. And, I mean, I was talking to you a couple weeks ago, and you said that you were getting some out here.
Yeah.
But to buy
you actually, can I just get preferences?
Hold on. We need a break here. Hold on. We're going to turn up. Okay. So, was that Kim on the phone?
Did Kim
right
just
there?
Call?
Is Kim on the phone?
Hello, Kim?
Oh, it's not connected.
Her. I hear her. I heard her.
You heard her on here?
Yeah, I heard a little bit.
It might be connected. Is it turned up?
Did your wife call again?
She's still on the phone right there.
Kim, can you hear us?
I don't know what's going on. Wait, if you go right here.
Hello, Kim.
Oh, right here. Go to... Okay, Kim. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome live on, to 1 Down 5 Up.
Yeah, well, welcome to 1 Down 5 Up, Kimberly. You're live on the air.
Oh, I'm scared.
Kim.
Yeah.
Can you tell everyone how much I love you?
Oh, gosh. That's tough. I guess you're pretty obsessed. I mean.
She said what?
You're pretty obsessed, yeah.
I'm obsessed. All right. So, Kim, we do this. Right. We do these podcasts. You know when we do these podcasts, right?
What?
You know when we do these podcasts, right?
Yeah.
Can I ask you why you call Joe in the middle of these podcasts all the time?
Well, I thought that Joe would tell me, like, that he was in his podcast. It was, like, 6:07 or something, and you guys closed at 6, so.
Oh, well, we thought he told you.
No, not. Like, he told me he was having a podcast. He didn't say, hey, I started a podcast. Don't call me. Don't text me. Don't.
Ooh, that's not what we heard in the last episode.
So, hold on. So, okay.
The last time I heard from my husband was at 3 o'clock.
What was so important at 3 o'clock that you needed to hear from him?
abort.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, so it was that important we forgot. People. Okay, 3 hours later we've forgotten. Okay. What's so important now that...
5 hours later.
We actually only have one child tonight, so I got a little excited.
Oh!
I found out.
We only have one child?
That's kind of weird.
This episode's now ended early. I got to go home. I'll see y'all later. I'll tell you what, just because of like rhythm,
he find out that now he's spending his night with you guys. So.
No. Yeah,
don't worry. We're going to end this thing quickly, and I'll be home. Don't worry. just keep that thing warm. I'll be there. Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
Joe's going to get
free. Y'all are tough.
What?
That's tough.
We're tough?
I can't.
Well, Kim, we'll try to get your husband back to you as soon as possible. Can I just borrow for a little while longer?
Yeah, but he has to bring food home. I'm pretty hungry.
Okay. What do we feel like for dinner tonight? What do we want?
You pick up a couple fresh cut ribeyes.
Yeah, no. That's
right. Good. No, we have to get through this fast. I mean, she's keeping the bed warm. Like, he's eating.
Chinese takeout.
Ten minutes. You'll be ready in 10 minutes. I got you.
So, yeah. Chinese takeout.
Right. I love you. Bye.
Right. Love you, bye.
Okay, cool. We're back.
All right. Glad that's over.
So, how's that egg rolls? You going to get some egg rolls tonight?
Ooh.
I thought you said in the last episode that you told her.
I did. I told her I was doing a podcast. In my mind, when I tell people things, I think they automatically assume, all right, it's after work. You know?
But that's like assuming that when you deliver, you know, like, hey, go deliver that. You assume that person's going to deliver the keys as well.
That's a pun on happy if you didn't know really.
Oh, yeah. No, I had no idea. That sounds like a great story.
Yeah. Imagine you just got a new bike, right?
Mm. And I thought it was a boat.
It was a boat.
But let's say it's a bike because that's what Riddler would be buying. You got a bike. You got it serviced here. Right back. You're about to go for a ride early in the morning, going for a ride. You're pumped about this ride. You go to start it, and you don't have the keys because Happy didn't give them to you. How would you feel, Riddler? Would you be upset?
I'd probably be a little upset. And then you take that and put it towards a boat. That dude's probably got a lot of money.
Yeah, so that's times five because, you know.
Yeah. No, he's super grumpy because he probably promised his girlfriend that his wife was out of town.
Well, the whole thing about that whole story that we heard on last episode is we went through the whole story. I was like, dang, that sucks. He took the keys back. We went through the whole story. Then at the very end, we found out, or I found out at least, that he had a spare set of keys with the boat. He was only asking for the other set of keys, so he could have took the boat out and done whatever, and Happy went that night, which was insane. But well, anyways.
I mean.
Yeah, and they asked why I don't like boat people. I mean, boats.
let's not go there.
Sorry, Donnie, I do like boat people.
Anyways, Joe, stop texting your wife.
Let's are you doing? Exactly. You can get...
Hey, he's ordering Chinese takeout.
Oh no.
We're getting a cameo?
We're calling Carson again? Right now?
Oh, Carson.
Yes.
You just dominated our
hello,
last.
Hello, and you were on one down, five up.
I was.
You're on now.
You're on now.
Yep.
Currently. I am. I just left, so I didn't know y'all still needed me.
Yeah, no.
We don't.
Well, you were texting me, so I was like, you know what? It'd be rude for me to try to, you know, answer my phone during the podcast, because that's rude. Okay, I don't do that.
After our filming, and I was pretty hard on Joe, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't too hard, and nor did I, you know, I was just making sure. Sometimes you got to double check on these things.
Well, you know what? We were finally getting back into the groove of talking and being normal, and then Kim called, and then you called right after.
I called him.
Oh, that's right. He was texting.
So did Kim call voluntarily? Like, did I win the bet that she was going to call again?
Yes, she called. Yeah. Yes, she
we
called.
We had her well, on air.
She called.
I don't know about all that, but we'll side with that.
She might walk in a minute.
Well, you know, it doesn't count if Joe told her to call.
It doesn't. That's not what happened.
I don't think it was me that told her to call, but I think someone did.
Oh, probably Happy. Happy said, hey, call. It's going to be hilarious. We're going to keep on Joe.
Yeah,
He's deferring all stuff on him.
Yep, that is true.
Well, I mean, unless you can prove it, then...
Yeah, I guess.
I got you. Well, I am... y'all know it's my bedtime.
Oh, yeah,
it's like 8:30.
Sorry.
All right, let's
go to bed.
Bye.
So, well, see y'all later. Y'all have a great podcast.
All right, sounds good. Bye.
Bye.
That's a new feature we just learned about, yeah. That we can actually Bluetooth a phone into this, so we can actually have guests, like...
I told him that we could do that, but I wanted to figure out the board before I was like, oh, yeah, let's start having calls. Like,
let's do all this.
Oh, yeah. Let me have a moment.
So if anybody wants to call Joe.
Yep.
His number.
Well, this, I mean, it'd be best if these things were live. Then we could have, like, you know.
Yeah.
Call in now.
Well, we could do that. I can stream, but I would have to go into a whole different
thing. That when we do our episode down in, like, Disney or down in, like, the Bahamas. Okay. We'll do those episodes.
Okay. Can we do it when we do the flat track racing?
Yeah,
we'll on the Groms?
We'll do one live there.
Hey, the ones where you guys go to the Bahamas, I want to go.
Okay.
All right. You know what?
Sounds like a deal.
You want to know something?
Uh-oh.
This Indian Harley debate is kind of boring.
It's valid.
How about we just agree that with competition brings out the best in both brands?
I agree.
And that, yes, you guys definitely will smoke us in aftermarket parts.
In aftermarket, yeah.
Well, you can't change any parts though, right? Because the warranty.
Unless you don't care about your warranty. But so, I mean, usually
in
people.
In the end, if you care about your warranty.
Let's just put it this way. Most Harley riders.
Don't care.
Have their bike about 15 years and they have 2,000 miles on them. So Riddler is the exception here, okay?
It's valid.
And they have more Harley gear than they actually have Harley miles.
Ooh. You know what HD stands for, don't you?
$100.
$100, because you walk in that store and you ain't leaving without spending $100.
Yeah. So once again, I want to thank Kim for breaking up the monotony of our boring podcast.
That's valid.
Okay. Thanks. So instead.
You know, before we cut into other things.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of wanted to, since you spoke so highly on Harley about aftermarket, I wanted to kind of say some nice things about Indian as well. Right now, I would say that Indian is producing a great bike. The performance...
You're last.
There you go. the performance, I mean, you grab a Challenger stock, and it's outperforming a Road Glide stock. Absolutely. But what I will say is that right now, in my opinion, Indian has... not been around long enough to establish the reputation that Harley has. So when people are buying Harley, they're looking more at the longevity and the name that's been around.
You're right. You're purchasing the name.
Yeah. My personal opinion, the reason why I don't own a Challenger is I don't like the way that it looks. I think it's too rigid. I think that it is
There's a thing. You mentioned it before. The relocation kit.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're telling me, if I get you a Challenger with a relocation kit, would you be willing to make that switch?
Hold on, let's put him on a timer here.
Oh, hold on, man. If I'm telling you, I can get you a Challenger, build it up with a relocation kit, and say a Fab 28 pipe.
Does the Challenger have a 2-to-1 option?
That's the Fab 28 pipe. Ooh. You want to see the Fab 28 pipe? May I go to the phone to show him the Fab 28 pipe?
I mean, sure.
Okay.
I didn't know there were rules.
No, I feel like you were looking at me and the host is Joe right now.
I was looking through both you guys. I'm just kind
of
like
the only rule that I was aware of.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
The only rule I was aware of is I couldn't say the F word.
No, you can say fuck once.
Gosh, dang it.
Well, not anymore, thanks.
They just went that one subscriber.
Yeah, why wouldn't the guest get the privilege to say it?
Because it was more of a dramatic effect of this ultimate setup. Nice job, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Love you, Carson. All right, so this exhaust. And the exhaust. I know, yeah.
He's looking at the exhaust. He's taking his head and he's putting it sideways like a dog does whenever it's confused.
Hey, you want me to put it sideways?
He's turned the whole landscape on the phone.
It's nice, yeah.
It's a beautiful pipe.
It is. It is.
Can you put like a picture of this right there?
I can, but it's on his phone, so it would take me a moment.
Okay. Like whenever we do it. Like,
what do I need to look up?
Just Fab 28 well, Challenger.
Fab 28 exhaust, Indian Challenger. And then you could put it, for our audio listeners, you could put it on the Instagram page.
Yeah.
So
images.
Have you heard?
So we're looking at the 2-to-1 system.
2-to-1 system.
Bird is the word.
So let's
have you heard that? We're getting the JD Challenger.
Let's throw this on real quick.
We're getting
so now our YouTube JD watchers can see it. So which one are you talking about? Right here? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we're putting that. Nice. We're putting that pipe on there.
Right here? Happy?
Yep, that would be it. That's the picture right there.
That's nice.
Is there any kind of like heat shields to cover that thing?
It's a titanium pipe.
You're supposed to show that titanium.
It's going blue. It's going to get nice. It's a performance pipe.
It's going
to
have some patina to it.
All right, okay. Not really my look, but okay, I get it.
How much is that?
It's $2,000, unfortunately.
Spicy. But it's titanium.
Unfortunately, with that, there is a shortage, not in the materials for the pipe itself, but for the brackets to support the saddle bags. So you can't, Fab 28 has this beautiful pipe. They cannot actually produce it because of the shortage of materials right now. So, yeah.
So in 5 years when they have the brackets.
No, I'm hoping that they actually start saying, you know what, we better go with someone else to get us materials or redesign the bracket or do something.
Did they fall off a shipping container?
Probably in the Suez Canal.
Nice.
Okay.
But, all right, so now, that bike, Challenger, Fab 28. Barnstorm relocation kit.
Bars of my choice?
With the T-bars of your choice.
Well, I didn't say T-bars.
Oh, what kind of bars do you want?
I don't know. I'd have to meander.
You have to meander?
Yeah, I'd have
okay.
to
Well, I'm just saying. Through, I'm just saying.
Pick some that are...
Would that be something that you'd be interested in purchasing?
Maybe. It would depend on if I saw it and how I felt about it and where my finances were.
Well, the Challenger build that we're doing, the JD Challenger build that we're doing... You will get to see that chance.
Very nice.
You will get to see all that stuff.
Cool. And then when that comes out, then I'll let you know. Yeah. I have to be like part two.
Part two.
Yeah.
One down, five up. Riddler buys a Challenger.
God. That'd be amazing. I mean, I'm just saying. You know, my personal goal is to convert all Harley riders.
I know. Who's that guy who wrecked his bike, and as he was laying there trying to breathe, you sold or attempted to sell him.
No, I sold him a bike.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to tell that story?
I can tell that story. That would be Chris. Okay. He was in gridlock with me for a solid 2-3 months at that point. And he would not buy a bike. He was on Victory, okay? He would not buy a bike. And basically, I got him the bike twice that he wanted. He goes, I want a white Springfield Dark Horse. I was like, all right, sweet. Got him the bike. No, don't like the price. I was like, all right, cool. Got him a used one. Got him the price that he wanted. Nah, still not going to do it. I was like, why not? He goes, because I don't want to buy a bike. A principle of matter that I just don't want. You're pushing so hard that I'm not going to do it. I was like, all right.
You pushy? No.
No, never. So I was like, all right. So I was like, you know what? I'm going on this ride. Why don't you come on this ride? And he goes, yeah, sure. I knew where he was going to ride on the right-hand side of the lane, okay, two up, and knew this route, and it was a crappy route. And I knew that this would be such an uncomfortable route for him on his Vegas that he was going to buy a bike. He was going to buy a Springfield based on the ride alone. Unfortunately, the pack slowed down. No, I had nothing to do with this. I had nothing to do with this.
I believe that.
But the pack slows down. We go single file. He comes over across the hill and sees the pack stopped. He hits his brakes. Doesn't have ABS brakes.
Wait, really?
Oh, no ABS. Fishtails. He thought he was about to clear it. And then all of a sudden, he was like, ah, shit. Took out the guy that just bought a bike from me a month earlier and told not only his bike, but this other guy's bike. I was like, so I get off. I see all this happening. I'm looking. I'm in front of him. I see headlights. I was like, that headlight should not be there. Also, I see this headlight. And I was like, son of a gun. I see bikes tumbling. I was like, that's not good. So I park my bike, jump off. I look at this other guy's bike. I was like, yep, that's definitely totaled. I look at another guy's bike in a ditch because there was another guy that behind Chris that went around him, skirted through it. He was on a sporty. Okay. Goes over a drainage ditch and parks it vertical in the drainage ditch and just jumps off it. So exactly, just like that. So look at the roadmaster. I was like, that's total. Look at the sporty. I was like, I don't know about that one. And then I look at Chris's Vegas. I was like, and they're pulling it off him. And he's just like, he's screaming, get this thing off me. Get this thing off me. I was like, look at him. He gets up. He has his helmet in his hand. And he's like, look at his pants. I was like, nice pants. He goes, so it looks like you're going to need a new bike. And you might want to just, he was just like, blank. I hate you happy. So, and then he came and bought a new bike for me.
No.
He loves that story more than anyone.
That's a good one. I've probably heard it 7 times. Every time you and Chris get together. Or the 3 of us.
Oh, my goodness.
Every time Chris gets together at all and has a couple of beers, he ends up telling that story, yeah. You think. But, yeah.
It's a good story.
Thanks for the excellent commentary there,
good story.
Boogie.
I've heard it 83 times.
His wife just called again. He's ready. He's ready.
Is that bed getting cold? He's like, I've just listened to the story so many times, and my bed's getting cold, and I want some Chinese food.
Well, guess what? We are done with this episode. This episode is now concluded.
You seriously are pushing me off?
What the hell?
Kim!
Thanks, everybody. I want to
I cannot believe this.
Riddler. Chinese takeout's not worth it.
Yeah, Riddler, we want to thank you for coming out. Definitely, you know.
Thanks for
spending
having
your time with us. I know you didn't have to, and we appreciate it.
That was great. I had a great time.
So that's a one down, five up. Joe.
I'm happy.
And
I'm Kyle. I'm here.
All right, cool. We're out.
Later, guys.